Everybody, welcome to IPPIblog.com. This is Ron Alvarez, the founder of IPPIblog.com. It's good to have you here. What follows is an audio version of this post titled French IP Attorney Details Her Pursuit of Counterfeit Manufacturers in China. And it was originally published on January 22nd, 2017, and I'm recording it today, May 1st, 2020. So here we go. French IP attorney details her pursuit of counterfeit manufacturers in China. On December 23, 2016, IPFridays.com published their podcast interview with French IP attorney Isabelle Bisset-Pierre about enforcing the IP rights in China. The interview runs about 25 minutes and provides genuine insights into the step-by-step process her law firm practices in an effort to hold trademark counterfeit manufacturers accountable. The process is essentially broken down into three phases. Phase one, locate and identify their clients' counterfeit products. Phase two, acquire counterfeit samples and documentation. And phase three, pursue legal action. Here is a synopsis of the steps in each phase. Phase one, attend Guangzhou Fair, which is in Canton province in China, twice each year in April. The fair provides a huge forum for manufacturers to sell small domestic appliances. Buyers from around the globe shop at this fair for export to their respective countries. Investigators search the vast fair for counterfeits of their clients' products in plain view. Investigators obtain samples of the counterfeit products, then obtain manufacturer information and documentation, such as the location of the manufacturer, price, etc. Phase 2, bring proof of the infringement to the attention of China's Administration for Industry and Commerce, AIC. Coordinate the seizure of the containers with Chinese Customs. Phase 3, take counterfeit manufacturers to court. Pierre explains that Chinese judges encourage settlements between the counterfeit manufacturers and the brand. In fact, often a settlement is preferred between the parties. It gives the brand the opportunity to insist on the destruction of the remaining stock, as well as the molds of the duplicated product. According to Pierre, Chinese settlements don't always ensure the molds are destroyed. Finally, Pierre said, finding the source of the counterfeits is key for us. She explained that filing lawsuits in multiple countries in pursuit of counterfeits are time-consuming and expensive. Their experience confirms that pursuing the manufacturers and the importers is a much more effective strategy. Objective: keep the counterfeits from leaving China. Okay, Isabelle Bisset-Pierre is an attorney and legal manager, digital and intellectual property at Group Seb, which is in France, and can easily be contacted through LinkedIn. Okay, so there you have it. I hope you found this audio presentation of this post of value, and we'll see you next time.